Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Magnus Arena in Denver. Wisconsin and the top-ranked Pioneers are tied at two. Again, Morrissey with the first goal of the game from Mosley. And then Morrissey and Mosley set up Finley for the second goal of the game. That line combination has worked quite well, thank you. Finley has four goals. Morrissey has two. Mosley has two. So that's eight of the Badgers' nine goals so far this season. Plus, Mosley has four assists. Morrissey has four assists. And Finley has a pair. That line has produced eight goals and 18 points so far this season. And now it's a matter of getting some other young men on the score sheet, if at all possible.
Yeah, tonight they created by the forecheck. I mean, they have the skill and obviously the finish with Quinn Finley, and Gavin Morrissey showed he can finish with his first goal. Short side high under the bar is an impressive shot. And just hard work has been creating their goals tonight. So some of those other guys have had some chances tonight. There's been a couple of plays. Kristen Fitzgerald and Simon Tassie had a little flurry that they couldn't quite get it in the net.
Right.
And just kind of waiting for the dam to break.
No doubt. Attempted shots, Wisconsin 20, Denver had 19. Wisconsin blocked six shots, the Pioneers three. The Badgers also had eight shots off target, nine on goal. And Matt Davis stopped seven shots in that opening period, while Tom Scarfone made eight saves for the Wisconsin Badgers. Denver had some quality chances. They really spread you out, don't they? They go from D to D and dot to dot very well, and then look for to hit someone in the slot or in the bumper position. Badgers were doing a lot of that too. They were able to break down the Denver defense, not only on the power play, but five on five finding seams in the zone.
No question. Denver, most of that was on the power play for them, their puck moving. Yeah, the Wisconsin, again, they've done a great job. Again, we talked about the first line, but the other lines have done a good job forechecking and creating turnovers. And again, one of those guys needs to finish and
right.
Make everyone happy.
At least those listening back home and to the man sitting to my right, that's for sure. So the Badgers and the Pioneers, Wisconsin won 13 of 23 faceoffs in the opening period. Dick was 3 out of 4. Morrissey, 5 out of 9. Owen Lindmark, 2 out of 4. Morrissey will take the draw here to get things going as the Badgers will attack the goal to our left. Morrissey tied up with Sebrian. Denver won the draw and dumped it in. And a turnover. Look out. Scarfone looking for the puck, and a snapshot by Wright went off of the pad of Scarfone behind the net. Tommy handed it off. The defenseman didn't take the puck. Palatichuk and Dexheimer. Denver really will forecheck the Dickens out of you. Wright pestering Palatichuk. He just steps around the net, used it as a screen. Hands off left wing to Finley. Flies into the offensive zone, forced back behind the net. Skates it out to the right wing. Snaps off a pass. Nice catch by Lotch. His shot just hit his teammate Rylan Mosley up near the neck. And then Lotch got knocked down as he tried to play the puck as Denver set it down. That's icing on the Pioneers. 41 seconds into the second period. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers.
Quite the battle in the opening faceoff there. Guys on the ground, it looked a little bit like a lacrosse scrum, but Denver ended up with a puck and pretty early chance for them. It's Scarfone in the right place when it mattered.
Faceoff to the right of Davis. Badgers, Tyson Dick, and it slides towards Davis, who left it in front of him. He couldn't pick it up or grab it, and the Badgers played it to the far corner. Here's Lotch left point now, looking, has some time. Fitzgerald shoots one low, goes off the skate of Booyam, all the way back out to the blue line, and Lotch prevents Lorenz from getting to the puck, and now Wisconsin's Fitzgerald pass towards Tyson Dick, off his skate. Tyson got it back, gave it right back, chopped at center. Here's Carter King one-on-one with Hensler on his off wing. The left-hander comes in, got knocked down. He knocks Scarfone off balance. King goes hard into the right post, takes the pegs or the cage off the pegs, and a whistle stops play.
King a little slow to get up there. That was a pretty good collision on the drive to the net, mostly with the boards and King. First the post and then the wall.
Yeah, he's slow to get going. Carter King team captain for Denver, 23-year-old. Had 2 goals and 4 points last Saturday against Northeastern. He won 20 of 34 faceoffs that night. That was banner-raising night last Saturday as the 2024 National Championship banner went into the rafters here at Magnus Arena with the other 9 championship banners from 1958, 60, 61, 68, 69, 04, 05, 2017, 2022, and now 2024. And a penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Denver's Aiden Thompson in through center ice, trying to get advantage on Anthony Kerr. Kerr took him down, and he has no complaint as he heads to the Wisconsin penalty box. Another power play coming up for the Pioneers. They're looking for their first lead of the game. They'll say holding on Anthony Kerr.
Yeah, Kerr, the puck bounced as he went across the ice to try to handle it. Couldn't quite get it. And then Thompson kind of got the goal side part of him with a little stick lift, and could have been a dangerous play if he didn't end up down on the ice. May have been a breakaway for Thompson.
1:29, the time of the penalty to Kerr. Third power play of the night for Denver. Out straight away. Booyah mishandles, taken away by Horbach. Booyah with great speed. He's joined, though, by Lindmark. Here's Horbach looking, shooting, goes upstairs and missed the net. Off the backboards and hustled down at center ice by Lodge. Fires it back near side to Horbach. He'll bank it off the glass and all the way down. And the Badgers, Horbach will change. Lindmark will stay. He thought about going to the bench for a moment as Booyah skated past him, but now they hand back to Thompson. Right wing, Devine across the line. Lotch meets him with a long stick. Devine sweeps it around to the far side, and King, he had his pocket picked for a moment by Lindmark, then won it back. With it now is Sam Harris. Score the power play goal for Denver to make it a 2-2 game late first. And then a pass by Thompson, batted down by Booyah at the blue line to hold. Devine goes to the goal line right. Laskowski, Lindmark remain on the penalty kill right now. Booyah, slot, King. Here's a try by Devine, gobbled up by Scarfoni. He gave up no rebound. Still a minute two to go on the Denver power play. A 2-2 game here with 17:32 left in the second period.
Going back to the Badgers' chance with Horbach missing the net. Daniel Lodge made a very important play to hustle across and grab the puck as Denver had numbers coming up the ice. If he doesn't get to that first, it could have been 3-4 on one. And then going back the other way is Zeev Booyah. What a heck of a play to pull the puck out of the air. It looked like the puck was going to get cleared because of a bad pass by his own teammate, and that just kept it in the zone there and gave Denver another good chance.
Good defensive zone faceoff win by Gavin Morrissey. Found Horbach, who pitch-forked it out of the zone, and Denver back in its own end. Up to center ice now, Reeder catches and drops it back to Fisher. Right wing back to Reeder, too far for him. Foot race below the Badgers' goal line. Phelan rimmed it around, but not out. Jack will try again with the help of Palatichuk. It comes free to Horbach. He can't clear. Held in, and then Denver with a wild pass out to center. That will allow Morrissey to change. Horbach needs a break, too. Laskowski comes out with Lindmark. Denver on the attack on the power play. Still 20 seconds left of the man advantage. Lindmark wiped out Burrows, who wanted a penalty. Nothing called. Badgers clear. And it's Davis standing behind his own net, the big goaltender. Who's he leaving it for? He's leaving it for Polkamp with a head of steam out through center. Gets past Sawyer's shoulder, backhands it deep. Scarfoni watches Lodge go to get it. He rims it around and out, and the Badgers have killed off the penalty to Kerr. And Wisconsin 2 for 3 on the PK. It's a 2-2 game here early second period.
Yeah, best kill of the game for Wisconsin. They may have had the best chance of that penalty kill on Horbach's rush up the ice.
Scholl moves it behind the Badger net to Dexheimer. Far side, Kukkonen. Try to go rink wide, either to Lodge or Scholl. Bouncing puck. Oh, Scholl just got drilled as he released the pass. No penalty. Dexheimer stands up Burrows, and the puck slides down towards the Wisconsin net, and Scarfoni on his knees will stop it and cover. And a faceoff to come. 4:01 into the second period. A 2-2 game. Morrissey and Findlay have scored for the Wisconsin Badgers, who are trying to get to 2-3 this season after getting swept at home last weekend by Ohio State.
We obviously haven't seen Denver much over the last few years, but
no.
Their second line center, Sebrian, he's a pretty big guy, and he's definitely mixes it up a little bit, uses his body well.
Sebrian and Capone. Here's a shot by Thompson, missed the net. Aiden Thompson runs it down. Right wing shot into the glove of Scarfoni. Hangs on for another faceoff. Yeah, the Denver Pioneers, 32 wins a year ago. Very impressive. But but lost seven of their top 10 scorers. They brought in five freshmen, a couple of transfers, including Eric Polkamp. Now, this is a team that just keeps reloading. Badgers improving. We saw that a year ago. 13-win improvement in Mike Hastings' first year as head coach. Now 12 new players this season as well, still getting used to one another. Last year, that 9-1 start had every Badger hockey fan giddy. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way for you, but the Badgers still figuring things out, playing well here tonight. Lead feed by Kerr for Finley. Icing waved off as Finley hustled after it. Mosley goal line right. Kerr turnaround shot that goes off a stick. High glass. Morrissey left wing. Pushed it to the corner to the stick of Aiden Thompson. He avoids a check. Mosley took the puck away. Bigger pardon, Morrissey. Here's Finley low left, and a shot went off a stick and went over the top of the goaltender Davis to his left and then sent out to center by the Pioneers.
I will say we're talking about Denver Lake. I mean, they are number one in their defending chance, but the Badgers, this is a pretty even game so far.
Very much so. Very much so. Big collision near side. Capone just rocked one of the Badgers, and Capone is going to go for interference. Talked to David Carl, the Denver head coach, earlier this week. I asked him about Mr. Capone, Connor Capone, the Milwaukee, Wisconsin native, who packs a punch. He said, when Capone's on the ice, you better have your head up. Well, one of the Badgers did not, and he remains on the ice, and I believe that's Simon Tassi. Capone will get the gate, and maybe for more than 2 minutes. A huge hit in the Denver zone just inside the blue line, right on the left wing wall as you move into the offensive zone. Trainer Andy Rohde out to attend to Simon Tassi, who's now up on his knees and now will lift himself up. And he appears to be okay. Let's hope so.
Yeah, and Tassi was going up the boards towards the blue line and put it back down to the corner. I've seen it in slow motion, so it's hard to tell the timing, but yeah, he got hit pretty good. Didn't see the hit coming from his opposite side. And I haven't seen it in full speed to see how late or how much after the pass he got hit.
Interference, a two-minute minor on Capone at 5:03. Wisconsin gets its third power play, trying to snap a 2-2 tie. And maybe the Badgers can do what the Pioneers did and convert one of these times on the man advantage. Badgers 3 of 19 so far this season. You know, we talk so much about how good Denver is and how good they were a year ago. Remember, Wisconsin, too, had a pretty darn good year, went 10-6 on the road last season. And the last time they played the top-ranked team in the country was almost a year ago to this date. They went to Minnesota and swept the top-ranked Gophers at Mariucci. Badgers power play. Mosley with it, goal line right. Finley wanted it back. Mosley instead skates to the half wall. Now Finley goal line. Mosley wants it back, but the two can't make the give-and-go work. Backside right, Finley snaps one off. Fought off by Davis, goes to the far corner. Finley tracks it down to the point, Dexheimer. His long-range shot hit the chest of Davis, and he hangs on to the puck as Laskowski was right in the vicinity looking for a rebound. 1:36 left on the Kunis power play for the Badgers. A 2-2 game with 14:32 left in the second.
We've seen a couple of cross-ice passes on the power play with Finley on the receiving end. We talked about maybe getting a one-timer. That one was airmailed over, and a heck of a job to catch the puck and then get that puck on net. But Davis had plenty of time to get over, and it was a pretty clean view.
Simon Tassi back on the ice for the Badgers with Dick, Fitzgerald, Botterill, and Hensler, second power play unit for Mike Hastings' squad. Hensler was pressured, gave up the puck, then it's whacked back to center, taken by Simon Tassi. Cutting in left wing, can he complete the play? No! Oh, he tried to tuck it, five hole on Davis, lost an edge, took out Davis, and then the cage. Tassi and Davis chatting a little bit. Both appear to be just fine. Good, strong power move by Simon Tassi, left wing.
Yeah, and Badgers had the follow-up there, too, with, I think, Ryan Botterill was there for a rebound, if there was one, and there was, but the net's off and the goaltender's knocked away, so would have been interesting if everything stayed in place of how that rebound would have turned out.
Morrissey, Mosley, Finley, Laskowski, and Dexheimer back out for Wisconsin. Laskowski and Booyam exchanging stick slashes before the pucks dropped out at neutral ice. And they finally drop the puck. Morrissey tried to dig it free. It's lobbed up over the head of Dexheimer, who retreats and goes far side to Finley and then bumps it back to Dexheimer. Denver will forecheck two on the penalty kill, but has backed off a little bit. Here comes Finley through the center circle. Right wing Morrissey didn't. Mosley, that is. No, Morrissey. Good golly. Too many M's out there. Here's Dexheimer. Liskoski backpedaling is Dexheimer. Straight away, Mosley shoots one. Oh, he just missed near side post. Liskoski behind the net. Taps off to Finley. Got caught up in his skates. Out to Morrissey. He tried to redirect the pass to Dexheimer. No work. It didn't work. And now the other way, shorthanded, comes Sabrian, but he's cut off by Dexheimer. Puck pitched ahead to Liskoski. One-on-one with Brown. Those two go shoulder to shoulder. Mosley now over skates. Loose puck back out at neutral ice. Hensler's replaced Dexheimer. Badgers change their power play unit. 24 seconds left in it. 2-2 game, 13-15 left. Here's Botterill now. Stick handling, didn't shoot. Here's a chance. Fitzgerald right off the face of Davis from in tight. Fitzgerald wins it back. Hensler now with it at the blue line. Walks in, opens his shot. That got blocked to the corner. Tap back to Hensler. Tees it up again, and he missed the target. Finley cuts down, able to hold the zone from Salmonen. And then his shot or pass behind the net to Tassie off his stick and out of play. Denver kills off the Badgers' third power play of the night. Still 2-2, 12:56. Left in period number two, and we have a timeout on the ice. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Get everything you need for your bathroom remodel now at Menards. Magic Woods has the vanity you need to complete your dream bathroom. Check out our great selection of over 100 Magic Woods vanities. They offer timeless and traditional vanities with superior quality and unique styles to complement your home. Explore all our vanity options in store. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Exciting action here at Magnus Arena. Wisconsin 2, Denver 2. Game one of a two-game series. Tomorrow night's game starts at 7 o'clock Central. Pregame at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Now, this is the reciprocal of a series played in Madison back in 2019, a series that Denver won both games. And when the coaching change was made, Mike Hastings elected to fulfill the second portion of that contract and bring his team here this season. David Carl told me that he was happy that Mike elected to stay with that contract. Oftentimes you sign a contract to play games and things change and it, and you never finish the contract. But he was happy that Mike was willing to do so. And this is fun for you and I and for longtime Badger fans, but just college hockey fans in general when you're playing one of the best teams in the country, whether it's in Madison or elsewhere. Badgers dump the puck into the offensive zone. Botterill, Scholl, cooking it out for the Cardinal and White. Scholl spinning pass to the right circle, intercepted by Denver's Burrows, and out to center it comes. Dexheimer stops the pass of Fisher and taken by Kukkonen on the rush. Snapshot out high. That was blocked. Ricocheted low right. And Botterill snaps one off. That went off the stick as well to the near wall. Palatichuk down the wall, unable to hold the zone. Taken by Fisher and swept in by Harris around to the left corner. From the left wing, it was Buckberger's shot that was blocked by Dexheimer and back into the Denver zone. 12:10 to go here in the second period. A 2-2 game. Puck deflection to the Wisconsin end. Dexheimer able to beat Thompson to it. Outlet pass off the stick of Scholl to Botterill. Snaps off a pass. Kukkonen. Low shot stopped by Davis. Boy, he struggled with shots here tonight, leaving rebounds. But they take the puck, and here's Carter King on the attack. Devine right wing. He shoots one right into the catcher's glove of Tommy Scarfone, who hung on for a faceoff. 2-2 game with 11:49 left in period number two.
Yeah, the last Badger shot looked pretty harmless, but it kind of hit the pad, rolled up, and came out by the glove of Davis out to his left side of the net. So Badgers, I've seen him scrambling around a bit, but he's, other than the two, he's done what he needs to do.
Keep putting the puck on him. Face off in the defensive zone, won by Wisconsin. Adam Pietila will scoop it into the left corner and chase, along with Horbach. Horbach and Pietila. Pietila may have gotten away with interference, knocked a man down. That was Booyam. Adam Pietila, 24 goals, 48 points with Youngstown a year ago. And Denver banks the puck all the way down. Icing waved off. Pietila and Booyam exchanging pleasantries behind the play. Pietila is not afraid to mix it up. Here's Hensler now, pressured up the middle. Lindmark weaves past Lorenz. Right wing, cutting low, back behind the net. Lindmark looking for support, throws it out. Phelan, right wing pass to Finley. Good stick by Lorenz off the glass. And then it's taken away by Denver. Lorenz has it. Backhands it ahead, but Morrissey will get there first. Swings a pass back for Phelan at center ice. Chopped at by Sabrian. Played back to neutral. Here's Finley. Fans off wide right, attacking zone. Hot shot, and it's loose in front. Davis can't find it. Where is it? Oh, Phelan tried to kick it towards the net. Ricocheted behind the net, and a man goes down. Badgers will get a power play here in a moment. Delayed penalty on Denver. Phelan's got it low left. Backside, open man, Kerr swings and misses. Here's Dick straight away. Finley looking. Sauces back Dick, and then he snaps off a pass left wing. Not controlled by Denver. Badgers still have possession. Phelan swings it back. Dick is open, doesn't look at the net. Finley's got it. Extra attacker for the Badgers. What's Tyson Dick going to do? Sends it back to Finley. He walks in between the circles. Shoots one low. Davis save. He covers. Badgers will get a power play. 10:15 to go in the second period. Booyam is not happy with the referee.
Finley there took this little wrist shot from the basically the point. A lot of traffic in front. He looked up in the air, in the sky, like he had his spot picked out, but Davis made the save through a screen. Going to give Gavin Morrissey more credit there, and we haven't talked about him enough, have we?
No.
Backcheck, or came on the bench, came off the bench, turned around because the puck was going the other way, was the last Badger back, made a great pass to make the rush up the ice, and right in front of the net again with a chance. It's been unbelievable freshman so far this year.
Booyam cross-checking at 9:45. Fourth Kunis power play of the night for Wisconsin. 0-for-3 so far. Dick with it left wing. Hensler right side now. Fitzgerald. He's had two grade A chances on the power play and failed to convert. Dick in the slot. Botterill pushed it just wide. Fitzgerald throws it out to the point. Good play by Hensler to hold. Dick with it outside the left circle. Walks down the wall. Back out to Hensler. Looking far side. Fitzgerald's one-timer. Blocked by a sprawled out Salmonen. And then they rim it around and out. Hensler better hustle because a man on him, Carter Capone, applies some pressure, but Hensler able to find the open Badger teammate, Tyson Dick. Simon Tassie skates into the offensive zone. Took a shoulder from Polkamp. Badgers possess. Dick out to the point. Dexheimer, far side. Fitzgerald, one-timer into the chest of Davis. He hangs on. Oh, Christian Fitzgerald is playing so well. Eventually, you think one's going to go into the back of the net, and then his confidence will grow. 1:16 left in the Kunis power play. 9:30 to go, second period. Still 2-2 Wisconsin and Denver.
I've seen Quinn Finley over there with a couple chances on this power play. That right side, he hasn't taken one-timers. Christian Fitzgerald has, but Davis has gotten over there pretty quick on that one. Badgers will keep going for it and keep sticking with it until they find it in.
Morrissey wins the faceoff. Dexheimer out of the blue line. Thought about shooting. Left wing instead, Finley. Walks it down towards the goal line. Pass back out to Dexheimer. Blue line. Back to Finley. Left wing pressured by Carter King. Finley left corner. Finds Dexheimer. Blue line again. Dexheimer works right wing now to Morrissey back to Dexheimer, who called for it. Finley wants it. Hill set and fire and rung the far side post. May have gone off the left shoulder of Davis. It looked like it grazed iron. And it caroms all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. And Scarfoni sweeps it around for Finley. Trying to protect the puck and turn it over. And then Lorenz gave it right back to Morrissey, who sauced ahead to Finley. Badgers on a power play for another 35 seconds, trying to snap a 2-2 draw. Here's Mosley out to the point now. Hensler fires a pass to Morrissey. Kicks it to his forehand. To the goal line, Finley. Badgers working the perimeter. Can't get inside on this Pioneers penalty kill. Morrissey now. Here's Hensler. He'll walk in. Far side, Finley. No place to shoot. And tries to anyway. Went off a stick behind the net. Morrissey's got it. 13 seconds left on the power play. Hensler walks to the slot. Stick handling. Waddles his way right wing. Hands off to Finley. Badgers way out high. Now Hensler walks in. His shot goes off something and ricocheted behind the net. Denver kills off the penalty. Here's a setup for Mosley. Had the puck whacked off his stick. Booyam joins the play out of the penalty box. So Wisconsin now 0 for 4 on the power play. Still 2-2, 8 minutes to go, second period. Again, a little physical in the Denver end as Hensler and Booyam were mixing it up. And now Anderson and Laskowski. Puck flipped out to center. Badgers had a lot of possession. Here's Scholl on the attack, and he whistled one wide. Off the end boards, lodged from the left corner. His shot blocked. Taken by Brown. Sauced ahead. Look out. Harris trying to get around Kerr. Lifted the stick out of his hands. Back checking Kukkonen. Intercepts a pass in the slot intended for Fisher. Good back check by Kukkonen.
Oh, heck of a play. Kerr, I don't think he realized the puck was there. Just kind of covering his side, and Kukkonen covers up when his stick went flying. Cares, that is, and Kukkonen was there for the loose puck.
Scholl to Kukkonen, right in front of the Badger bench. He'll scoop it into the attacking zone. Played out by Pittner and may have iced it if it has enough momentum. It rolls to the goal line. It does. Icing on Denver, 7:13 to go here in the second. It's a 2-2 game. The Badgers, 8 shots on goal in this period. Denver only 3.
And a couple of power plays for Wisconsin. That last one, Quinn Finley, we were perfectly lined up. He had a great wrist shot. Not a lot of traffic. He beat the goaltender Davis, but he definitely nicked off the outside of the post. Didn't really make much of a noise, but it hit the post, and Badgers that close.
Referee didn't agree, react to it. Here's Owen Lindmark after winning the faceoff. Spins it around to the left corner. Tassi in pursuit. Badgers lost it for a moment. Lindmark battling back to take it from Burrows. Steal by Horbach. Works right. Shoots one and missed it. Backside. Glove side on Davis. He tried to beat him where he came from and missed the target. Here's Palatichuk now. Walks the line. Palatichuk. No place to shoot. Sweeps it to Dexheimer. Right point. Back to Palatichuk. He puts one in front. And it got through and found the glove of Davis leaning to his right. And he gets a faceoff. And now it's Simon Tassi and Cale Ashcroft barking at one another. Are they going to take them both? They may. I think they're going to match up minors for chirping, if you will. A stoppage in play and 6:37 left in the second period. A good one here at Magnus Arena, Wisconsin, and top-ranked Denver tied at 2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Get the latest on the Badger men's and women's hockey programs from head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson during the Wisconsin Hockey Hour coming up this Tuesday on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Will be on the air at 7:05. Wisconsin Simon Tassi and Denver defenseman Cale Ashcroft both get 2-minute minors for, I think, roughing after the whistle. 13:23, the time of those penalties. And so we will skate 4-on-4 for the next couple of minutes. And Denver throws out Devine, King, Polkamp, and Buckberger. The Badgers counter with Morrissey, Mosley, Hensler, and Lotch. 2-2 game here at Magnus Arena. And the faceoff, Morrissey won it clean against King, but so strongly it split the defenseman and forced Hensler all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Pressured by King. Lotch now forechecked by Devine. Steal by King. One back by Morrissey. Came out to the blue line and Polkamp spins it around far side to Buckberger. Hensler comes out to meet him. Now King behind the net. Mosley tries to stay with him. Ryland Mosley, a couple of helpers tonight. King puts one towards the front of the net, intercepted by Daniel Lotch. And then plays it back for Hensler. Open man near side, Morrissey, still in the Wisconsin zone. He'll bank it ahead to Lotch, who catches and looks. Patient with a puck, nicely done by Daniel Lotch. No need to give it away, and taps it back to Morrissey. And now Thompson in on the forecheck against the Badgers freshman. Morrissey turns on the Jets and gets by him. Thompson lost his stick. Puck slides free. Morrison catches up to it. Down low left he goes, weaving his way through a couple of pioneers. Banks a pass out to Dexheimer, who coughed it up. Denver coming the other way. Polkamp with it. Wide left, it's Thompson. Catches. Morrissey long shift. Pass back slot off a Badger or two, and it slides out to neutral ice. 50 seconds left in the 4-on-4. 5:26 to go until the second intermission. Puck deflects towards the Denver cage. Davis paddles it up to the near side, and Harris. Harris comes across the Wisconsin line, forced to tap it back to the blue line, and Kent Anderson and Denver has to touch up.
You notice when since the 3-on-3 overtimes have started in college hockey, the 4-on-4 start to look a little more like what you see teams do.
Right.
It goes out of the zone, no big deal, hold possession and reset, and we've seen that a lot here, especially on Denver's side. They put the puck back out and reset.
Mm-hmm. Face off in neutral ice. Fitzgerald comes out with Horbach, Kerr, and Phelan. Denver counters with Sebrian and Wright, and the defensive pair of Anderson and Bouillon. And we've got a penalty out near the Badger blue line. Interference penalty will be called on Wisconsin's Fitzgerald as the centerman, Sebrian, went down. Interference on Fitzgerald. Badgers will be shorthanded. Still 2-2, 5:04 left in the second period. This will be a 4-on-3 power play for Denver.
And Fitzgerald, after the faceoff, was just standing still. And Sebrian tried to go past him. Got his stick on his hands a little bit, lifted his stick up, and Sebrian went down, and the officials called interference, so the Badgers are going to have to kill a 4-on-3 here.
For 28 seconds, and then it'll go 5-on-4 if Denver doesn't convert. Scarfoni on his skates, kind of loosening up a little bit. He's only faced 3 shots on goal in this second period. Denver wins the offensive zone faceoff. Bouillon, Devine, Bouillon, center point. Back to Devine, left wing. Out meeting him is Kerr. Backside, open man, Scarfoni, Stones, Thompson, low right. How did he keep that out of the net? Beautiful puck movement by Denver. Aiden Thompson all alone down in the lower right circle. A one-timer, and Scarfoni got his left pad across and made the stop.
That puck just disappeared. Those are the ones, one-timers, you assume they're going to end up in the net. And nobody cheered. You just waited to see what happened with the puck. No one really seemed to know, and it was just sitting there.
Denver wins the offensive zone faceoff again. Devine left dot. He working, looking to shoot. Fanned at the shot. Pressured by Kerr. Still has the puck. Thompson now. He slides to the slot to his left. Back to Bouillon. Open man Devine looking. Wanted to go upstairs. Could not. Wild pass to no one in particular. Denver gets back at full strength. 5-on-4 power play here for the Pioneers for 80 seconds. Low left. Shot blocked by Kerr off the stick of Devine. Trickled around to the far side. And Tassie, who just came out of the box, sends it all the way down. He needs a change, but they better hurry. Long lead feed, home run pass, Davis, Devine steps in, right shoulder save made by Scarfoni, and then cleared by Lotch.
Great tracking job there by Scarfoni. Makes a save, and he's just nonchalant, just drifted towards the right and followed the puck. What a heck of a play there by the goaltender. Nice and calm.
Here is Devine again. Last season, 27 goals for him. 9 on the man advantage. Puck deep in the Wisconsin zone. Pilatichuk reverses. Badgers try to clear. Booyam, good stick work to hold. Shoots one low. Goes off the stick of Thalen behind the net. They carry it right in front. Scarfoni denied. Devine in tight. Taken by Morrissey. Skates to neutral. Can he get around Thompson? He'll elect just to push it deep. 27 seconds left in the penalty to Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. A 2-2 game late second period here in the Mile High City. Here's Booyam across the line. Takes a stick or two from Horbach. Ran into his own teammates. Fell down. Now Kerr comes to meet Lorenz with a shoulder check. Puck jammed free. Lodge with it. And the Badgers roll it out to center. 5 seconds left of the man advantage. Thompson around one Badger. Can't get around Kerr, who squashed him to the ice. Lodge in the corner with help from Horbach. Flings it out to center. One-on-one. Fitzgerald out of the box. Here comes Fitzgerald. Can't get around Buckberger, who poked it off his stick. Denver turns and transitions. Right wing Lorenz. Cut off by Lindmark. He knocked him down. No penalty. Sebrian low right. Out to the point. Buckberger kicks it to his stick. Now Sebrian near side. Two Badgers in the vicinity. Lindmark slides over. Able to clear the puck for Pilatichuk, who banks it through center. 2.5 minutes left here in the second. Wisconsin 2, Denver 2. Pioneers now 1-for-4 on the power play. Buckberger, right wing Sebrian. One to refeed Buckberger. Good poke check by Dexheimer. Cleared it ahead to Botterill. Now Kukkonen weaves his way to the slot. Back left side on his backhand. Can't get a shot off, and the puck crawls into the glove of Davis, and he hangs on. Oh, he angled to his right, and it looked like he might have a chance to shoot from the slot, but he tried to dangle one more time and just never got a shot off.
He got his foot on it towards the end there. Very close to kicking it back up to his hand, and yep. The goaltender there with the glove, and nifty play there.
Kyle Kukkonen, sixth round draft pick of the Anaheim Ducks in 2021. Just one goal as a sophomore last year. Battled a broken ankle and the recovery from that. The year before that, he had 18 goals and was the CCHA Rookie of the Year at Michigan Tech.
Watching that replay, he actually did get a shot off.
Yeah, not much.
But he did get his stick back on the all puck, right. And there was really not much of an angle left. A couple of inches away from the goalkeeper's hand.
Badgers lose the offensive zone faceoff. It's sent down Wisconsin's way, and Denver is called for icing. So the Badgers get another crack at it to the right of goaltender Matt Davis, and 2:12 left in the third. Mentioned Davis, you know, he was the backup here for 2 full years behind Magnus Crona, who was the netminder in 2022 when Denver beat Mike Hastings' Minnesota State Mavericks in the national championship game 5-1. Then he missed most of the first half last season with an injury, and then he started every game since last January, and he's been very, very good. Here's Dick behind the net, trying to force it off the left pad of Davis, and it ricocheted all the way out through neutral ice and back into the Wisconsin end. He tried to jam that one in. Tyson Dick still looking for his first game as a Badger in his 33rd game with the Cardinal and White. Wisconsin sends it in. Mosley behind the net, looking for help. Out to the point, Dexheimer cuts to his right, uses Mosley as a moving screen. Shot blocked. Behind the cage it goes. And swooping in to pick it up, Capone. And he accidentally threw it off the glass too strongly and iced it. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wisconsin with 1:29 left until the second intermission. Still 2-2. Gavin Morrissey and Quinn Finley scored in the first period. Eric Polkamp and Sam Harris also lit the lamp for Denver.
A couple icings here for Denver. They've had some guys out there a little bit. Badgers got some fresh guys here for this faceoff and see if they could do something with it.
Wisconsin wins the draw. Lodge stepping in to the dot. Shoots one low, and Davis able to get his pads together. Caught up in his gear. He hangs on. Face off to come. Besides the Mosley, Morrissey, Finley line, the only other Badger to score in 5 games this season is Daniel Lodge. 5 career goals, 3 game winners. He had the game winner against Lindenwood in the second game of the season in overtime.
We have Morrissey here with Tassie and Fitzgerald. They had Dick with Finley and Mosley in the last shift, maybe trying to get some guys going here.
Or maybe to win a faceoff, too. Puck is still loose. Fitzgerald tried to carry it to the net, got cut off. Taken by Denver. Jake Fisher, freshman, crossed the line offside. Called on the Pioneers. Faceoff outside the Wisconsin blue line. Minute 14 left in period number 2. Yeah, Gavin Morrissey, you know, he was suffered through a series of injuries last year while he played for the Fargo Force in the USHL. Only able to play 34 games, produced 24 points, 10 goals for a team that won the Clark Cup as the USHL's postseason champion. Now he's healthy, and boy, he does not look like a freshman the way he's performed. Moved up as the top line centerman, and he's producing. Badgers Lodge turns it over in the Wisconsin zone, but gets it back after Jared Wright threw it off the end board, the side of the cage, that is. Botterill now on the move in the attacking zone for Wisconsin. To our left, Kerr controlling below the goal line, out muscling the defender. Buckberger takes a whack or two. Kukkonen through traffic shoots one, and a glove save made by Davis on one knee. Hangs on. Now Lorenz and Pilatichuk popping each other in the shoulder like brothers would do as little kids, right? Back and forth. Who's going to hit harder? They finally separate. Faceoff coming up in the Denver zone with 45.8 seconds left in the period.
Davis seems a bit, well, obviously we haven't seen him much. He made a run last year in the NCAA tournament, but
yeah,
that last play, pucks in his chest. He like kind of reaches over and catches it somewhat unconventionally to hold on to that rebound.
If you're a baseball fan, he kind of caught it like Barry Bonds would catch baseballs in left field for the Giants in the latter part of his career, where he kind of swooped down and catch it to try to make it look impressive. Doesn't look impressive when you drop it. Here's Dexheimer. Low shot. Stick save made by Davis. Ricochet to the far corner. Retrieved by Lindmark. Skates it out high. Dexheimer. Did he hold the zone? No. Lindmark was trying to carry it and then tap back to Dexheimer. He ran out of real estate. And when he threw it back to Ben, he couldn't hold the zone. So offside called on the Badgers. 35 seconds left of the period.
And Lindmark, looked like there was three Denver Pioneers kind of following him. So that offside I'm kind of okay with, because if that puck doesn't quite go the right way, there's a jailbreak for the Pioneers up the ice.
Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley now, the Badgers forward line with Pilatichuk and Dexheimer. David Carl counters with Lorenz, Sebrian, and Wright left to right. Morrissey to take the faceoff. At center, won by the Badgers. Pilatichuk able to push it deep into the Denver zone. Finley in on the forecheck. Anderson got there first. Good hold by Pilatichuk on one knee, but then it was taken by Sebrian. He tried to dump it in, but iced the puck. He got knocked down from behind by Mosley, but no penalty called. And another offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers with 22.6 seconds left in the second period. A 2-2 game.
You look up at the shots on goal on the board. It feels like the Badgers have been down here a lot, and it's 22-16 for in favor of the Badgers. And again, they played even earlier. They're playing really well tonight. It's a 2-2 game against the number one team in the country.
On that team's home ice, Morrissey 10-15 in the faceoff circle tonight, and he lost this draw. Actually, a hand pass by Denver. That was Sebrian, who went down to his knees and actually moved the puck with his right hand to the corner, and that's a two-minute minor on their centerman, Karen Sebrian, for delay of game. He didn't cover the puck per se, but once you can't, as the centerman, when they drop the puck in the faceoff circle, you can't move it with your hands, and that's what Sebrian did, and the Badgers get a Kunis power play with 19 and a half seconds left in the second period.
I think Sebrian's arguing he used the butt of his stick to push it back. That's exactly what I thought I saw, but the official on the far corner called a hand pass and a win with that, and the Badgers get an opportunity here to another opportunity on a power play.
Morrissey wins the draw. Dexheimer open, works the slot, back left wing. Morrissey down low right. Here's a chance. Liskoski tried to go top shelf. Puck is free. Finley had a chance, and I think he hit the side of the post. Denver sends it all the way down. Scarfoni out of his net, rims it around. That'll do it for the second period of play. Well, the Badgers had a chance late in this period to convert on the power play. They'll have a minute 41 of man advantage hockey when the third period begins. After two at Magnus Arena, Wisconsin 2 and Denver 2. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to help them outsmart the elements. Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X product, now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here at Magnus Arena, University of Denver, the Badgers and the Pioneers tied at two after two periods of play. Unofficially, Wisconsin 13 shots on goal in that second period. Denver with only six. Boy, Wisconsin, I know the Badgers had a couple of power plays mixed in there, but defensively, the Badgers did not give the Pioneers many looks at all.
Yeah, and part of that was they were spending time up in the offensive zone a bunch, and Denver had two power plays of their own, so it was pretty even until the last 20 seconds or so. So, yeah, I mean, I know everyone that sees a 1-3 record, Ohio State, a couple losses, you lose to Lindenwood, and everyone's a little bit nervous about the season. Again, there's a long way to go here, but the Badgers are playing extremely well tonight. It's a 2-2 game, and so far I like pretty much everything you see.
Yeah, Wisconsin will have a minute 41 of power play hockey when the third period begins. Badgers currently 0-4 on the man advantage. Denver is 1-4, and in case you missed it, before this scoreless second period, there were four goals scored in the first period. The Badgers got on the board first. Freshman Gavin Morrissey scored his second of the season at 4:12. Rylan Mosley forced the turnover, got credit for an assist, and extended his point scoring streak to five games. Eric Polkamp, the sophomore defenseman, tied it for Denver with his second goal of the season at 7:10 from Aiden Thompson and Jack Devine. Badgers regained the lead at 10:14 on Quinn Finley's fourth goal of the season from Mosley and Morrissey. And then Denver tied it up again with a power play goal from Sam Harris at 17:22. Fifth goal of the year from Harris as Devine and Bouillon God helpers. Matt Davis has stopped 20 of 22 shots he's faced so far here tonight, while Tommy Scarfone has stopped 14 of 16 Denver bids so far. It's Wisconsin 2 and Denver 2. More of our second intermission report. We'll take a look at college hockey scores coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Cover Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
2-2 Wisconsin and Denver second intermission. And boy, Paul, you look at the shot chart in that second period. 28 attempted shots for Wisconsin, only 9 for Denver. I know Wisconsin, there was one shot that hit the post from Quinn Finley. I know that for a fact because we had a perfect angle on it. They've had a lot of looks. They're generating most of their shot attempts from the right wing or the right side of the slot, but boy, you give up only 9 attempted shots against Denver. You know, I don't mean to belabor the point that you just made a moment ago, but defensively they played well, and the puck possession has been key. The faceoff circle, they won 29 of 51. Gavin Morrissey has proven he not only can score, but he's won, 13 out of 21 faceoffs so far, too.
Yeah, I mean, we've said it already a couple times. We've got a lot to like so far in this game. And I know you were talking about Christian Fitzgerald. He only has credit for one shot.
Yeah.
You know, he had one right in the dead slot there on the power play that isn't on their shot chart that I see anyway. So maybe there's more than even 22 shots for Wisconsin right now. But, yeah, I mean, again, playing exactly like you want to play, forechecking, causing turnovers, getting up the ice, not spending a lot of time. You've gotten pretty good goaltending from Tommy Scarfone.
Yep.
He did a pretty amazing save going from right to left on a one-timer in that period by Aiden Thompson. So, all the ingredients are there now. The Badgers just score more than Denver does in the third period and go home to the hotel with a happy night.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And they start the third on a power play. And what you've seen on the power play, the first four that the Badgers have had, they've had puck movement and they've had chances, haven't they?
Well, they have. I mean, the first one, I think they were getting adjusted to in the first period. Denver had a couple two-on-ones. Even that one, though, the Badgers had some chances. And we've seen, again, Christian Fitzgerald from the slot, Quinn Finley off the post. They're working the right side one time and getting pucks across the ice. And I think they've had 4 chances from that side. One block, the other 3 got on net. A couple from Quinn Finley, couple from Christian Fitzgerald. So they've done everything but score on the power play. It's looked pretty good. And here you got a minute 41 when you get into the third period to try to change that.
All right, Badgers 2, Denver 2. Elsewhere tonight, Ohio State beat Bowling Green 3-1. The Buckeyes are 4-0-1 this season. Minnesota throttled St. Thomas 7-1. Notre Dame, a 4-1 win over Long Island. Michigan State, a 3-0 shutout at Canisius. The Gophers, the Fighting Irish, and the Spartans all 4-1. Penn State, 3-1 after a 3-2 home win against St. Lawrence. Michigan playing an exhibition game against the National Team Development Program. And the Badger women now 10-0 and 6-0 in the WCHA after shutting out the Midgey State 6-0. Lacey Eden and Kirsten Sims both had a goal and two helpers tonight. Layla Edwards scored twice for the Badger women. Top-ranked Badgers play at St. Cloud State next weekend. Here it's Wisconsin 2 and Denver 2. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Kemp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Still got a few minutes before we do that. Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here at Magnus Arena in Denver. Wisconsin 2 and Denver 2 series finale tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, pregame at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And then the Badgers resume Big Ten play next Friday and Saturday at Notre Dame. Friday's game starts at 6 Central. Saturday's game November 2nd against the Irish at 5 Central. The Badgers' next home series November 8th and 9th against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And that's always fun. Can't wait for that. A lot of good games still to come at the Kohl Center this season.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Minnesota, that's pretty much the highlight series of the year every year. I love it when it's in February or January, but it's in November this year, so the Badgers will hopefully get fired up for that. And Michigan and Notre Dame later on in the second half of the year, that's also a couple big series look forward to seeing. But yeah, I mean, it's early in the season and got Anchorage over Thanksgiving holidays, doubleheader with football on the Friday night against Minnesota in football, and Anchorage and at the Kohl Center that night. And then all the Big Ten teams to come to town and early in the season, and you just love to see. Can't wait how it develops, especially with the first two periods here tonight. Gets you a little bit more excited.
Yeah, a lot of fun promotions too. You know, you've got a teddy bear toss coming back. There's denim night for the students. Might have to find a denim suit that I can wear to the game. That would be kind of fun. Yeah, all kinds of fun stuff to come. Plus the Quick Trip holiday face-off at the end of December in Milwaukee, and then the Badgers game at Wrigley Field against the Michigan State Spartans on January 4th. Go to Cubs.com for tickets for the hockey game at Wrigley. Ticketmaster has tickets for the games in Milwaukee and UWBadgers.com to come see Wisconsin play at the Kohl Center. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here at Magnus Arena. The Badgers on a Kunis power play to start this third period, hoping to snap a 2-2 tie. We have Mosley, Morrissey, Finley, Laskowski, and Dexheimer in the Cardinal in white. The Denver penalty killers, Riga Lorenz and Carter King, Z. Booyam, and Kent Anderson. Z. Booyam talking with referee Brendan Schmidt about something. Boy, Booyam, what a freshman year. 50 points for a defenseman. All-American, first-team All-Conference. Besides winning a national championship, he also won a gold medal with